You know what? Something else that's appreciated is somebody sitting in your blind with you who can actually talk to the animals enough to get them to swing over to you, particularly late in the season. Robert Strong, four-time championship caller, joins us now. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. How you guys doing?
How are you? Are you in a blind right now? What's going on there, Robbie?
Man, it's killing me. I got geese coming out of my ears over in Quincy, and I got nobody to hunt.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't notice my phone ringing this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we had some customers that were looking to hunt, and they just, all we had to do was call them, tell them we had the geese, and we got geese in the field. I mean, we got thousands of geese in two or three different fields over there. Call them up, say, hey, the geese are here. Oh, my wife won't let me to go, and you know the story.
Yeah, only too well.
No, I really don't know what that's all about.
Inslee just shoves his wife in the car and makes her wait. Well, hey, I'm going hunting, baby. Yeah. You coming or not?
Nicole's out in the rig right now. So, and she must do the same thing when they go hunting, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I got to have somebody drag my animals out for the end of the day. So, so the geese are flying over in Quincy. Are they hitting the cornfields, or what's happening there, Rob?
Yeah, they're in the corn right now. We got a little bit of snow over there today, I heard, and we had about 6 inches of snow last week. That cold snap that came down, it brought down just tons of geese. I mean, they're finally here. They're all over the place. Our fields are loaded. Oh, I just need clients. Just need customers to go over and pound them.
Well, you got that website of yours up and flying around yet, Robert? Or should people call your cell phone?
Yeah, I call my cell phone. They get a hold of me at ruckusoutfitters@yahoo.com. And I also have a Facebook page, too, Ruckus Outfitters, so they can get a hold of me on there, too.
So 206-714-0178 for Robert Strong. If you want to go over and pop some geese, that's 206-714-0178. Now, Robert, one of the problems this time of year, particularly the ducks get wise, the geese get wise. Sounds like you got some fresh ones out there that might still be decoying pretty well, but talk to us a little bit about late season calling tactics and how you change up your language to the ducks and geese this time of year.
Yeah, this last month of the season get pretty tough. Over the holiday break, during early in the season, you can only hunt on Wednesdays and Saturdays and Sundays, so the geese get a chance to rest, but over the holiday break, they're pounded 5-6 days in a row, and then they just get used to hearing the same calling, and they get in big groups, and they get really, really educated. I try to keep it pretty mellow with my calling. I try not to get too excited with them. Just try to, with good scouting, you're in the field the geese want to be anyway. And what I try to do is I try to give them something that they haven't heard before. And this is where proficiency with your call is key. I mean, you really got to practice. You really got to learn a bunch of different sounds. Too many guys, they get in the routine of they learn four or five sounds, and they give them the same riff, the same musical riff. At every flock of geese, they fly that fly by. And you want to change it up on them. You want to give them something. It's just like if you're walking down the street with your buddies and you walk by a nightclub, and they're playing a Britney Spears song. You might go walk in and check it out once, but it might not be the type of club you want to go into, you know what I'm saying?
Tobek might walk in there, but I don't know about the rest of us.
Yeah, and as soon as I saw Nelly on the dance floor, I'd turn around and leave.